is Decoding the Crime Verse.
911, what's your emergency? Hello, 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 and welcome back to Decoding the Crime Verse. My name is Danny, and I'm joined with
Glory.
That's correct. And today we've got a bit of a funny situation. Yeah, we're looking at a clown. And you know,
was that supposed to be a joke?
Yes, and you didn't even laugh because you're just not listening to me. And I,
you know, when you say a joke, you're supposed to deliver it with a punch, but you laughed too quickly.
You know what, guys? I feel like he's the killer clown of my dreams. And now I stay silent.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. It's fine. But I've never liked clowns anyway. I think they're creepy. Oof. With their makeup, and it's just not for me. It's never been for me. Yeah, no thank you. So the fact that one would turn into a killer, I'm not surprised. Just saying. I don't think I ever had a clown at my birthday party that I can remember.
Why would you have a clown at your birthday
party? Lots of parents hire clowns for their kids to be at their birthday party, and they make balloon animals, and they joke around, and they have, you know, that flower that squirts you with water. Yeah, but I'm fine. And I don't know why they have to paint their faces like that. Anyway, we are dealing with the killer clown. So this was John Wayne Gacy. And he was born on March 17, 1942 in Chicago to John Stanley Gacy and Marion Elaine Robinson. His father was an auto repair mechanic. Don't know why that went funny. And a World War I veteran. And he struggled with alcoholism and beat John and his two sisters with a razor strap if they were perceived to have misbehaved. John's father frequently belittled him, calling him stupid and comparing him disparagingly to his sisters. Now, Gacy's psycho history began between the ages of 6 and 10. So he was messed up from a kid. One of the teenage daughters of one of his mother's friends reportedly undressed him and played with him.
What?
Gacy was molested at a young age by a family friend and contractor, and between the ages of 10 and 12, Gacy and a friend were accused of sexually fondling a young girl. A sickly, overweight, uncoordinated child, Gacy was unable to perform at sports or bond with children his own age. He suffered from alienation at school, unable to play with other children due to a congenital heart condition that was looked upon by his father as another failing. So you can see a lot of the times, even I was reading, his father would say he's faking his ailments or for attention. Now, I know kids can seek attention, but also if doctors are telling you your kid has a heart problem, the kid can't tell the doctor to tell you that they have a heart problem. It doesn't work like that. You get what I'm saying? Like, listen to the doctor. So despite not graduating from high school, Gacy attended and graduated Northwestern Business College in Chicago, then worked as a salesman and a manager at a shoe company. In 1964, he met and became engaged to Marilyn Myers, whose father owned 3 KFC restaurants in Waterloo, Iowa. Gacy relocated there to manage the restaurants, and he and Myers had 2 children together. Gacy became a self-made building contractor and Democratic precinct captain in the Chicago suburbs in the 1970s. He later speculated his political involvement might have been an attempt to antagonize his father, who had mocked his interest in politics, to kind of being like, okay, well, look at me, I'm now in politics type of vibe.
Yeah.
He was well-liked in the community, and he organized several cultural gatherings and was active in political organizations throughout his hometown. Gacy later called this the happiest period of his life, and even earned much converted praise from his father, who said he had been wrong about him when he was a child. Gacy was a member of the Chicago area Jolly Joker Clown Club. That's so weird that an adult man wants to dress up as a clown. I'm just saying, is there not some, why is this a thing? Is it not weird?
Yeah, look, I think
for me it's weird.
To kids it might be a lot more appealing as opposed to an adult.
Yeah, so you're gonna go dress up like a clown. Do you see the weirdness? Yeah, would you do it?
Of course not, but again, if it was my job to do it, then yes.
You would go and be a job as a clown.
Make kids laugh.
I feel like kids will run away from you, I'm just saying.
Wow.
Yeah. He frequently performed in clown attire and makeup at children's parties, charity fundraisers, and other events. His alter ego was known as Pogo the Clown or Patches the Clown. You see, it's all weird. To me, it's weird. Years later, during a conversation with detectives while he was under surveillance, Gacy discussed his work as a clown remake, saying, "Clowns can get away with murder." Already a red flag. In 1968, Gacy was accused of sexually assaulting a teenage boy and attempting to assault another. He denied these accusations, and some community members believed him over the victim. He persuaded one of his employees to assault the victim in an unsuccessful attempt to stop him from testifying, according to The Killer Clown. Gacy, which is a book. Gacy was convicted and received 10 years in prison, after which his wife divorced him and received full custody of the children. Well, I would hope so. As a model prisoner, Gacy was released on parole in 1970 after serving 18 months of his sentence. However, Gacy was arrested again the following year after another team claimed he had lured him into his car and drove him into his house where Gacy tried to force him to have sex with him. You see, this is weird.
Yeah,
the charges were dropped when the boy didn't appear during the trial. Well, that's great. In 1971, Gacy started a construction business called PDM Contractors, which grew rapidly and became financially successful. Also that year, Gacy also became engaged to Carol Hoff, who he briefly dated in high school. The two were married in 1972. Most of his employees at his business were high school students and young men. Suspicious. Who he would... I don't know this word. Who he would then ask sex from, and sometimes under the threat of violence. Nevertheless, Gacy kept up with a public front as a community man, hosting summer parties, and was very popular. Gacy committed his first known murder, however, in January 1972. So you see, it's always like that. It starts off as, oh, something like, you know, stealing, and then you steal a car, and yeah, you kill someone. It always goes downhill. In January 1972, he lured a 16-year-old Timothy McCoy to his house for sex. The next morning, Gacy saw McCoy standing in a bedroom doorway with a knife and rushed to attack him, wrestling the knife away and stabbing McCoy to death. Afterward, Gacy realized that McCoy hadn't been attacking or threatening him, but rather was holding the knife because he had just made breakfast. Nevertheless, Gacy discovered he received sexual gratification from killing McCoy. You see, it's just really weird.
Yeah.
Another one of Gacy's victims was John Butkovich, I think that's how you say it, and he was an 18-year-old employee whom Gacy lured to his house with a promise to discuss overdue pay. Once there, Gacy gave him alcohol, tricked him into putting handcuffs on, and strangled him. These handcuffs became a frequent method for Gacy, who would sometimes tell his victims he was showing them a magic trick. Butkovich's parents were suspicious of Gacy and called the police more than 100 times, urging them to investigate him further. By the middle of 1970s, two more young men accused Gacy of rape, and he was questioned by the police about the disappearance of others. Gacy referred to this period of his life as his cruising years, when he committed most of his murders. Most of his victims were buried on the property, with several placed in a common grave underneath his crawl space. Disgusting. One of his victims was a 17-year-old employee named Gregory Godzik. Told his family that Gacy had earlier ordered him to dig trenches in the crawl space at his home. Gacy later told the police he arranged this work to create space for graves. Okay. it's not very funny anymore.
Yeah.
Gacy killed several more victims during this time period. One he left alive was Robert Donnelly, a 19-year-old college student he abducted from a Chicago bus stop. After bringing him to his house, Gacy raped and tortured Donnelly, dunking his head repeatedly in a bathtub until he passed out, and performed fake executions with a gun. I feel like he's getting more and more psycho as we go along. Donnelly was in so much pain he begged Gacy to kill him, but Gacy let him go and warned him not to tell anybody. Donnelly reported him to the police, however. When the officers investigated, Gacy said it was consensual sex slavery.
Wow.
How is slavery consensual? I'm confused. Gacy killed another victim 1 month later. Now, in December 1978, 15-year-old Robert Peast went missing after telling his mother he was going to meet Gacy to discuss a potential construction job. Peast's family filed a missing persons report with the police, which led them to search Gacy's house in Northwood Park. Authorities discovered he had several suspicious items, including police badges, a pistol, needles, pornographic films, and items that later learned belonged to some of Gacy's victims. After a lengthy period of police surveillance and investigation, police discovered a receipt in Gacy's house that had belonged to Peast, contradicting Gacy's claim that he had had no contact with him on the day. This resulted in further searches of the home, eventually leading them to discover the trenches filled with human remains. That's so disgusting. And he eventually confessed to killing 30 people. Ugh, I can't. And it's all under your house. I can't even imagine. In 1979, months after Gacy's arrest, his house was dismantled in an effort to find more evidence. The following year, the house and all structures on the property were demolished and a new house was put up. And a worker involved in the demolition actually said, if the devil's alive, he lived here.
What?
That must be, you see some wackadoo stuff if you're going to say that.
For real.
Gacy's trial began on February 6, 1980, with Gacy having confessed to the crimes. The arguments were focused on whether he could be declared insane and admitted to a mental facility. So was he going to go to prison or a mental hospital? Gacy spent hundreds of hours with doctors and underwent a series of psychological tests. He then tried to argue he had multiple personality disorder and that his mind was split between personalities of a contractor, clown, politician, and police officer named Bad Jack. Okay. He claimed Bad Jack hated homosexuality and viewed male prostitutes and some of Gacy's victims as scum, weak, stupid, and degraded. Gacy pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity and he went on trial on 33 murder charges. The prosecutor argued that Gacy was sane and in control of his actions, pointing to the elaborate steps Gacy took to both prepare and conceal the murders. Yo, I don't think he was mental. I think this is too much planning and admin for a mental patient.
Yeah.
On March 12, 1980, after a short jury deliberation, Gacy was found guilty of committing 33 murders and became known as one of the most ruthless serial killers in American history. Gacy was imprisoned at the Menard Correctional Center in Chester for 14 years. 14 years for 33 murders. Okay. Appealing the sentence and offering contradictory statements on the murders in interviews. Although he had previously confessed, Gacy later denied being guilty of the charges and had 900 telephone numbers set up with 12-minute record statement declaring his innocence. All I can say is this guy was mental and definitely belonged in a circus because I actually, from the digging of trenches to literally planning, like even using a boy to dig, not even doing it yourself. You had someone else do it for you. You had someone else dig the trench for you. Are you that lazy?
Well, I guess the plan was to work smart and not hard.
I suppose that is very true. But yeah, you can see this started, and it's again, we often see this. Serial killers are abused by their fathers or their parents. And so he was so messed up from abuse and trauma as a kid, that it manifested into firstly raping people, assaulting people, eventually into murder, but it becomes more freaky and weird. You see how it never stops. When you commit crimes and stuff, it doesn't stop. You get worse and worse and worse and worse because your conscience becomes defiled. And for you, it's just like an ordinary day. He feels nothing wrong. He doesn't feel guilt about what he's done.
Yeah.
He feels nothing. If he felt guilty, he would have stopped or turned himself into the police. Or, I mean, the fact you keep going and going, you don't feel anything. And that is such a dangerous state to be in. This guy was messed up.
No,
although,
true.
I won't lie. When I heard Killer Clown, they obviously called him that because of his profession and his interest. When I heard Killer Clown, my first thought was this guy dressed up as a clown and kidnapped kids from birthday parties. That was my initial thought.
Yeah.
Like, I thought, like that's real horror movie vibes. Like, a creepy guy with a clown mask crawling around kidnapping kids. But I guess he got the nickname just because of his habits and his, well, his favorite hobbies.
Yeah.
Which are weird in itself. Yeah, clowns will weird me out. I don't actually think I'll ever understand the appeal of a clown, but that's just me. That is just me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I wonder if he's still in prison. Let's see. I'll Google. He must be. Oh no, he died. In 1994. In prison. Yeah. Okay. Well, he suppose he did spend his life in prison then.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Died at age 52. You know, it's also the scary thing, though. Like, the thing is, they're so good at manipulation. Like, none of their family know. A lot of serial killers are your average guy down the street.
Yeah.
You would never guess. Imagine being married and then finding out your husband killed 33 people.
That's crazy.
And now the Bible says you can't divorce. Death do you part. No, it's...
No, I don't... I think in... Well, I don't know.
Where in the Bible does it say
you can't? Well, the Bible does say you can't. Unless someone... Unless it says... Unless you get cheated on.
I know, but...
But in an instance, if you're married to someone who's...
raping people. Yes, technically cheating on her.
He is. But also, in an instance where he's killing people, unless you want to die, I don't think you want to stay there.
No, I guess so. And I mean, he technically committed adultery.
Yeah.
We did commit adultery.
But besides that, even if he didn't, he's killing people.
I know, thing. Guys, be careful who you marry. Do background checks. I'm just kidding. But that is also the Killer Clown. Really creepy. This is why movies like It are made, I'm just saying. But otherwise, anything else you would like to add before we go?
No.
Nothing?
This guy's creepy. He's creepy. Weird.
Please look at him. Even Ronald McDonald freaks me out.
Wow.
Creepy, right? Anyway, that is the Killer Clown for you. We hope you enjoyed. Otherwise, we will see you same time, same place next week. Bye-bye.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.